Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., with me, Thais St. Julian. Our program today centers around one person. And this came about because some time ago, someone asked me to name some people who were famous in early music. And the first person that came to mind was Jordi Savall. Jordi Savall is actually a Catalan conductor, a viol player, and a composer. He was born in 1941. But if anyone is at the top of the list of performing early music, it has to be Jordi Savall. And appropriately enough, our program today is called Jordi Savall, Musician Extraordinaire. He has been one of the major figures, actually, in the field of Western early music since the 1970s. And he himself, and along with his original medieval ensemble, Hesperian 20, which was active in the late 1900s, and then later became Hesperian 21 when we came into the year 2000, have recorded so many CDs. We actually have 35 in our own collection, and the number of CDs that they put out seemingly keep growing. But he is one of the top viola da gamba players around. Let me explain what a viola da gamba is. It's an instrument that looks somewhat like a cello. It's a family of instruments from soprano all the way up to bass. The one you usually think about when you talk about viola da gamba is the one that's a bass viola da gamba, the one that looks like a cello. The main difference is that a viola da gamba has no end pin, and it does not rest itself on the ground. It rests itself between the legs of the performer, hence the name viola da gamba, which means the viol of the legs. One thing about it is it has more strings on it than a cello would. It has actually six or more strings, and it is bowed underhanded, and the neck is fretted, unlike a cello. And the fact that you hold the instrument between the legs means you can position the instrument so that the bow is rubbing against one or two or sometimes three strings, whereas you couldn't do that with a cello, and hence the name again, viola da gamba. Most of the music that Jordi Savall has been involved in has been medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music. And today we have two recordings that we're going to present. One recording we're going to begin with is him playing the viola da gamba, sometimes accompanied by Andrew Lawrence King, who's playing the Irish harp, and with a percussionist involved. And later on, we'll have some music of William Laws featuring Hesperian 21. But we will begin with some viola da gamba music.
We will. We're going to have two sets here. The first is the Galway set. That set contains the Galway Bay Hornpipe, The Rover Reformed by John Playford, Lord Frog Dance, and that's composed by John Walsh, 1713, and The Buckingham House, and that's a traditional Irish piece. The second set, The Gold Ring Set, The Hills of Lorne, and that by Charlie Hunter, Miss Sally Hunter of Thurston Jig, Miss Scott Skinner, that's by J.S. Skinner, and Alexander's Hornpipe and Harvest Home, that's by O'Neill, written in Chicago in 1903. And finally, The Gold Ring Jig, and that's a traditional Irish piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
A group of Celtic dances that played on the viola da gamba by our musician today, Jordi Savall. Our program is called Jordi Savall, Musician Extraordinaire. And in 1974, Jordi Savall formed the ensemble called Hesperian 20, XX, that's the way it's written, known since 2000 as Hesperian 21, because we're in a new century. And together with his wife, Montserrat Figueras, and also Hopkinson Smith, who is a lutenist who is still around today, unfortunately, his wife, Montserrat, passed away in the year 2011. But Hesperian 20 continues to be very, very popular. And they have actually recorded many, many things on the CD label. The word Hesperian is derived from a word in the classical Greek which referred to the people of the Italian and the Iberian peninsulas. The CDs that the Hesperian 21 and 20 have issued are really unbelievable, because not only do we get all of the music, but fantastic booklets accompanying all of their CDs. Over the years, they have recorded well over 100 CDs, and I did mention that we have about 35 of them in our own library. We're going to use one of those CD sets right now in the music of William Laws, who is an English composer who lived between 1602 and 1645. This is a recording of consort sets in 5 and 6 parts, and Thais will introduce what we're going to hear coming up by Hesperian 21.
We're addressing now consort sets in 5 parts. The first consort set in 5 parts in G minor, that consists of a fantasia for 5 parts, then on the plain song, and finally, air, all of these in 5 parts, and the next grouping consort set in 5 parts in A minor, fantasy number 1, that is A5 for ye viols, then a fantasia, also in 5 parts, and finally, air in 5 parts.
Thank you.
members of Hesperion 21 under the direction of Jordi Savall, performing those two consorts by the English composer William Laws, who lived between the years 1602 and 1645. Actually, he probably was a contemporary of Anthony Holborn, and we did play music of Anthony Holborn some few weeks ago here on this program. Our program today is called Jordi Savall, Musician Extraordinaire. And he truly is. He's a fantastic viol player. And beside forming the ensembles Hesperion 20 and Hesperion 21, we're going to continue with Hesperion 21. And I think we have time for one more movement from one of the consorts of William Laws.
That's right. It's a movement from a pavane. One movement only, and it's worth hearing this single movement.
Thank you.
And ending our music of William Laws, this is from a consort sets in five parts. Again, William Laws is an English composer born in 1602 and died in 1645. These consorts that we heard today performed by Hesperian 21 under the direction of Jordi Savall. And Jordi Savall is the name of our musician of the day, musician extraordinaire. Jordi Savall not only played the viola da gamba, but he directed Hesperian 21, which included not only viola da gambas, as you heard playing just now, but also violons, which are an early type of violin. They are fretted, so similar to a violin, but also having frets on it. And there was a small portative organ being played in the background. I hope you've enjoyed the William Laws pieces and also the solos of Celtic viol music played by our composer and performer today, Jordi Savall, composer and musician extraordinaire.
Oh, absolutely. I think my favorite early music person in terms of performance and everything else. Lovely, lovely fellow. Well, it's time to say thank you for being with us today here on Continuum. We look forward to being with you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.